better than Pat. Much better than Pat.
No, that's what Pat would do.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You're the best.
I am.
That's why we have you here. Lost the Cast 357 with Chris McCarthy, Nancy, and Danielle Egger. I said that wrong.
Yeah, no,
that's good.
Danielle?
Yep.
Danielle.
Yep.
Danielle. Danielle.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Autocorrect. Yeah, I get it. Right. Autocorrect messed me up there for a little bit. Fran White and Tom Mantle will be showing up. Heidi Dallin is here. Kim Smith is with us. I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. Did I mention you?
No.
Chris McCarthy is here.
No,
and Jimmy Dalpiaz is here.
Yeah, thank God. He's back.
Because we have someone to man the Facebook camera.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
This is Pat's job. I'm Pat's just doing it for Pat today.
Is Pat logging in? Is Pat?
Pat's coming on the way here. So.
Oh, she's on her way here.
How about Paula? Is she there? Is she watching?
There's Pat. She says, "Good morning, Gloucester."
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Gloucester.
So when we only have either Pat or Jimmy, that means we don't have the lookout for people coming in the driveway. we have the person to man the Facebook live feed, but we don't have the lookout. So I'm gonna count on Kim to do that.
Kim.
Jump up and
No, just to look down there and just to say you got someone coming.
Kim,
so
let's
I can
practice.
Focus this way.
We should practice. Kim, let's say there's someone there.
I do that every week. What are you talking
right.
about?
Shouldn't she practice right now?
Let me see. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretend someone's coming down. What would you do? It? I'm focused over here.
I just go like this.
There you go. You got that.
You don't even need to say a word.
So we have probably the most amount of most generous, beautiful food that's ever been brought in here from the new owners of Last Stop Variety that showed up today for the podcast. And I don't know if the camera can get it, but we're going to go through. What do we have here?
We have turkey club sandwiches, ham and cheese, turkey with honey mustard, chicken salad.
What is this? I've never seen this.
It's an apple crostata, but it has apple crisp topping on it. My kids made this up, and they made up a name for it and everything.
Does everyone try? You want to try, Chris? Oh, he's on.
Are there carbs? Are there carbs?
Are there carbs?
No carbs.
No carbs at all.
A few carbs.
No matter what diet you're on.
We got some fruit.
Oh, there's fruit?
That's fruit.
Yeah, Joe, use your fingers.
Joey's fingers.
Go ahead.
Quiche.
No, no, it's a
quiche.
Egg sandwiches. What kind of cookies are these?
Chocolate chip.
Heidi's molasses.
Yes, Heidi's. I love this.
You have
this.
To ask her before you touch it.
And those sandwiches and wraps, what is it? Right over there?
The white
wraps and sandwiches?
It's bacon, egg, and cheese. Oh, those are wraps. Yep.
There's wrap sandwiches and then this sandwich on Virgilio's bread.
Oh.
We have a funky Virgilio's because they're really good.
And then what's this right here?
That's like a toffee chip cookie.
Oh.
So when did you guys take over?
Those.
In May. We bought it in April and then we opened in May.
And so what made you want to, you guys both have full-time jobs?
No. I did.
You did. So you're kind of running the place?
Yeah. I've been a nurse for 34 years, and I was just tired, and I just needed a change. So we saw this for sale last September, and we were like, should we do this? So
that's a
good
no
experience running a business, but we have learned, there's been a lot of people that have kind of helped us along the way.
And I heard you're staying open, like for when the start of the Gloucester stage is there, and Heidi mentioned it last week how appreciative she was to be able to get your goods for the patrons that go to the theater.
So we've been getting a few people. Last night was a little busier, but on Friday and Saturday we stay open till 7, and Thursday we stay open till 5.
Wow.
And it's
awesome.
Great for our patrons who are like driving down from Boston and want something, and it's kind of the thing of getting the word out to let everybody know that
you can
depend on getting a sandwich and, because we have the bar open at 6:30 at the theater, so you can get a sandwich and something to eat and come over and sit outside, and it's terrific. And I just felt like it was our little secret over there at the stage company. Like, we knew it was this great new thing, the new Last Stop, and everybody needs to know.
The new Last Stop. The Last Stop's been continually operating there. I mean, I'm pretty old, and it's been operating for a while.
Yeah.
So when you were a kid, it was there?
Last Stop has been there when I was a kid, yeah.
It's so old that when...
Columbus sailed.
Joe remembers it as First Stop. That's how old it is.
No, but I mean, so how did you Did you keep a bunch of the favorites that they told you? These are some of the things that a lot of people like. Did they guide you into the transition or?
I have the same baker that Sandy had, Megan. So she's really good. So she was a huge help in kind of telling me what they had, what worked, what didn't work.
Yeah.
And Sandy had helped us also. And then a few of the young women that worked there last summer came back, and they were also
very
helpful. Like, college
great.
Kids, and they were really good. They had good ideas, and so it was fun.
That's awesome. I mean, it's so we've been speaking about this a couple times, about how so the Shire, we call it, East Gloucester. There's really are not a lot of options, unless, especially in the summer when you don't feel like going.
When you don't want to go.
When
to
you
the traffic,
once you go over the hill,
traffic, right.
Once you go over the hill, it's a whole
right.
different world out there.
Yeah.
And to for you guys to keep up this tradition. We're very thankful.
We're grateful.
And very grateful yeah. because it's, I mean, and so someone could have that and it not be great, and that would be not awesome. But to have a place that's great
right.
and to service a neighborhood
yeah.
is, people really need to support it because it's
yeah.
just, you don't want to see that go
yeah.
away.
Right.
It's huge.
The
so,
neighbors have been super supportive because everybody, a lot of people in the neighborhood came by before we were open to say hi, introduce themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Once we opened, they came in. Even if they didn't buy anything, they came in to just introduce
yeah.
themselves, which it was really,
that's
it made
really
us feel welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
We met a lot of people really quickly. So.
It's a pretty special spot.
Yeah, we felt really supported, which
yeah.
was
well,
did you buy the whole building?
Yeah.
Are you guys living upstairs or are you renting?
Yeah,
Half-time.
Yeah.
I think it's great that, you know, you said you had another business and doing everything and you kind of said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go over and do something like that. And that's a big move and stuff.
Yeah.
So I, you know, hats off to you on that one.
Yeah,
that thank
is,
you. It is.
That is
yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't decided if I'm crazy or.
Well,
I'm telling you.
When the baker calls in sick and I have to get up at 4, it's like.
I'm sure people, you know, they can comment, but I'm sure they're looking at that right now, wishing they could just grab it.
Yeah.
I mean, even my wife wrote down, great, the one I miss.
But you know what's interesting is this seems to be a small little theme, you know, thinking of two sisters with Chris
right.
McCarthy. I don't
right.
know if you've met Chris McCarthy, owns two sisters.
Well, I met their sister.
Oh,
the
sister.
Right.
Okay.
Of the two
yeah.
sisters.
Yeah, so
she
it,
lives in Rocky Neck,
it,
so she came
it sounds similar to her story where, you know, she didn't have any experience running a restaurant. They purchased the two sisters, so... It's great to see
a second
individuals
story.
Like
yeah.
yourself who have fallen in love with Gloucester and are moving here and trying to make an impact in many ways. So that's great. That looks
outstanding. What are some of the things that seem to be big time sellers and like people like go crazy for?
That cobbler. and Megan
the
baker.
Blueberry cobbler.
Yeah.
yeah.
Megan the baker said her grandmother used to make that for her all the time when she was a kid. She said, oh, this is the simplest thing. And she makes it all the time.
Really?
And people love it. I've had like men like leave it. If I don't have it, they'll come
can
back.
Can I have some?
Out of the oven. We don't have any. she's been out sick, so I don't
but
know.
But there's also.
Megan
no, there's
sick.
Here.
There's also.
I'm not going to complicit. With the amount of food you can. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
oh,
complain. Yeah.
Do you want to change this apple?
Yeah, yeah, I'll have that piece right there. The one's closest to you.
You also did an apple walnut cobbler, too, a few times. See, I go over there like every day. And the apple walnut cobbler was good, and I bet it's the same kind of apple stuff on top there, so that would be really good.
Oh,
so.
I had visions of an Italian wedding here where we all grabbed something to go, hey, it's Italian.
Let's see here.
I felt like my people doing something.
Oh, lights out.
Is it the same crust that's
Joey
on the...
No, this is more of a pie.
No,
it's like a pie.
The crumb. Is the crumb the same that's on the peach
no,
cobbler?
No, it's a total... I've never made her peach cobbler, and this is something that I make,
oh,
so it's...
This is Joey approved.
It's Joey approved.
Outrageous, yeah.
Wow.
You gotta go.
I can't believe you're eating that in front of me.
Chris
is doing a crazy diet. He's lost over 15 pounds
wow.
in a couple of weeks.
Congratulations.
3
wow.
weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
Totally unsustainable, but
such
he looks good
thing.
For now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be careful. Gloucester will do that to you.
Such a man thing.
Even
Ralph.
No,
Ralph DiGiorgio's on, and he just
gaining
like,
weight
you didn't
drinking.
Tell me there was going to be a buffet.
You know, Ralph is famous for this. He knows he has an open
be careful,
invite.
He's listening.
I know. He knows he has an open invite, and now he's gonna yell at us for saying that we didn't invite him.
But he's not even here. He's down in Rhode Island.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He would. I'm sure he would have canceled his trip. His trip to the boat show to come here.
Yeah. Bring home something nice, would you? Something big.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you guys for coming. Chris also brought. Coffee rolls from Mom's Kitchen.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, they're known for those coffee rolls. Yes.
Jimmy.
I stopped in one day and got one, and it was so big. It was like, it fed like 5 people.
Oh,
and
so good.
Like, we got
so good.
For each person.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jimmy brought me a sesame bagel. With the walnut, cranberry walnut.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be, my diet is obviously the opposite.
Well, I also wanted to.
But the thing is, wait, I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
Jimmy, we don't have to go. You don't have to go across town now. All you have to do is go down. Oh, you got what time do you guys open on Sundays?
8:00.
That's the new stop.
We're going there.
That's the new stop. Wow. See, this is what happens. They come in, they do the right thing. How many times? We have to keep them markings.
Yeah.
And we got to do at least 10 shout outs to them for this beautiful buffet.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And the quiche is really good too.
Well,
I get the quiche all the time.
You do? That quiche looks amazing.
Yeah.
Because some people come in here and they want us to pimp their restaurant or something.
Yeah.
And they don't bring anything.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't
so
work.
You know what happens?
That doesn't work.
They come in, we give them lip service.
Yeah.
And then never to be mentioned again. But you guys just ensured that you will be mentioned multiple times.
That was our goal.
You have made it into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Visit number one.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be open in the fall too, right? All through the season?
I'd like to stay open all year, but I don't know how January, February, and March will be. But we wanted to do more like pies for the holidays, cookies for Christmas.
Nice.
Maybe prepared foods that people
can.
So listen to this right now. When the holiday comes up,
yep.
A week before or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Send me a little press release
saying
that we're now taking orders for pies, and I'll put it on the blog for you.
Oh, yes. I appreciate that.
See what you did here?
Right.
This is gonna come back to you. Believe me. I want other people to know
appreciate
this. See how they're taking care of me.
All local businesses feed us.
I'm just saying.
Feed us. We're starving
artists.
We're starving artists, podcasters.
And they do gluten free and stuff too. So if anybody is like
special request,
gluten free and crust. What is the purpose of the crustless quiche? Is that for people that don't want the carbs? So now come get the crustless quiche.
Yeah. Crustless quiche.
More substance, less carbs.
Yeah.
They also
have
gift items.
Crustless.
Their shelves are filled with
crustless.
Nice gift items like
make sure
kitchen things and hostess gift items, tea towels and things like that. So it's not just food. They have other things there as well.
Yeah, you still selling stuff?
Not as much stuff
as
they had before, we do have some stuff. And we're planning to build a bathroom in there so that we could have more of
cafe,
but like open mic night or coffee.
Oh wow!
Or something like that, because
that's
without
a
bathroom,
idea.
We can't have like.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Wow, it's gonna be like a community spot.
That's what we would like.
That's exactly what it's gonna be.
That's our vision.
That's our goal.
We're breaking news here. Not only did they bring, I gotta stop banging so people can hear.
We want you to feel comfortable there. Take a break out of your busy schedule. We want you to feel comfortable there.
Just hang out.
So if we have to sleep over, we can sleep over.
Upstairs, just not
the
door.
And they do smoothies too. And the staff is very. Is very kind and great. They've hired great staff, and I'm saying that because they hired some youth acting workshop students.
That's very nice. Is there Wi-Fi there?
Yes, sir.
Wi-Fi.
Well, no, we don't have Wi-Fi.
It's coming.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Just let your wife answer the questions, please.
That's what Heidi said.
I'm gonna say this. If it's a coffee shop, you gotta have Wi-Fi.
You gotta have Wi-Fi. Yeah,
kind of, well, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Joey, bathroom first.
Yeah,
I speak wife.
No, I would say alcohol first.
No.
Well, you come
cordials.
Over to the theater for
I'm
that.
Cordials.
Come over to get your food. Come over to
the
theater.
The theater's not
open.
But
I'm also
like coffee and beans.
You could get it done affordable.
Maybe get a sugar,
get,
sugar alcohol,
you know,
license.
There's
all those sugary.
People, like, Rick,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty easy. Yeah, I think that might be easier.
Hold on
one
second. I'll let you speak.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get
alcohol.
Alcohol.
Okay. Ken, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just say that like Rick Artizoni does, he could install Wi-Fi in the coffee shop, right?
I think they can do it too.
Yeah.
It's not tough.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but,
Rick does that kind of work.
Yeah, we added three tables inside and a couple tables outside so people can sit down and not just grab and go.
Yeah.
Just to, you know,
it looks more
chill out,
outside.
Read the paper, look at your phone. Take a break.
Go say hi to Larry Dahmer.
Yeah.
And people
enjoy
it.
He's there 24/7.
People enjoy it. Well, Nate Oaks works there. So
oh,
our
Nate?
Friend Nate, yes.
Does he?
Yes.
So when Nate walks in, has he gotten to the point where he hits his head on the door?
Just about. I look up to him every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
he's a monster.
Yeah,
and he keeps growing.
He's
that's right.
Growing?
I don't know.
Nate Oaks. So, did you guys see the blue lobster that got landed this week?
Yes. I saw your pictures of it.
So I'm very happy to say
global warming.
Okay.
It's all due to global warming.
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's actually from the nuclear power plant.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim.
What? It's terrible.
Seabrook.
Yeah.
See the water.
It's leftover
down
from
here,
Seabrook.
There he is.
Come on in. Sit right down, buddy.
Tom Mantle.
Take a seat, but we're recording. You're being recorded.
Yeah, be careful what you say.
Yeah. So I'm glad to say that I bought the lobster from the company, and I called up the people at GMGI.
Our Gloucester Institute.
Good Morning, Gloucester Institute, also known as Gloucester Marine Genomics Institute.
Too, right?
And now I donated, originally they told me I could tear off a leg. Because if one of the little legs, the little swimmer rats, they can get enough of a sample of the DNA to do it.
Oh,
and I threw the other lobster back.
Yeah.
This one I donated the whole lobster. And I didn't keep track if the first one was a male or a female.
Oh.
But
now they have two.
The DNA of two blue lobsters. And so there's six genes out of the whole DNA sequence. That they can break down all those things and determine what other genes that cause it to be blue.
Wow! Really?
And if there's a male and a female, eventually, maybe down the road, they'll be able to create
a whole blue lobster thing.
Wow!
Wouldn't that be wild? Could you imagine like some Japanese restaurants that like you know the people
Go
crazy for specific types of food?
Yeah.
Being able to have the market cornered on blue lobsters.
Did you sign a contract?
Right here.
No.
Did you sign a contract?
No, I like
to get royalties.
I like to support those people.
Yeah. So when they're making billions. You should have brought me, Joe. I would have negotiated a contract.
Next time I'm going to call you. I'm going to let you handle it. But they answered the phone. The main thing is that they answered the phone. Because in the past, I've had like white albino lobsters or speckled lobsters.
Right.
And I've called the New England Aquarium. And the girl that answered the phone, probably like a non-paid intern or something.
Yeah.
While the directors are probably taking home $750,000 a year, the intern's probably making zero. And she's like, we don't really have anyone that can get up there right now, so I don't know. Maybe I don't know if we could get down there. So the message is
don't intern for no money.
No,
don't waste your time.
But Ashley DeStino came right over from Gloucester Marine Genomics, and they got the blue lobster.
She's awesome.
Is it true that you donated some of your DNA too, so they could do some studies of a lobster owner?
What color would they come out though? Yeah,
they'd come out with Joe's face on them.
That was a really scary lobster.
You gotta.
Those Japanese tourists would really love that.
They really love that. Crazy. So this past week, in two unrelated instances, I've had two different lobstermen ask me for Chris McCarthy lobster spreadsheet updates.
Yes.
Oh, that's
wow.
So it's funny. That's without any prompting from me.
Right.
So they're following his, and one of them called it a saga. What's the update on the saga? So to update you guys, Chris purchased 10 lobster traps and a recreational license in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And we put into a spreadsheet all of his costs, and every lobster that he catches, we keep track of. He's up to 25 lobsters on 6 hauls. And so we divided the money that he has into it into the per lobster. He's at $25 per lobster right now. That's his cost. And his lobster, and he's got 8 traps left out of the 10. So he lost 2. So at the end of the season, we're going to see how he made out. If he would have been better off just coming, going to Steve Connolly's or somewhere else and buying the lobsters as opposed to. Yeah.
Dude, I wouldn't shop for lobster any place other than here. What are you talking about?
You have, you have had a wonderful experience.
I have.
Right.
Yes.
So
it's priceless.
Almost got seasick.
That's priceless.
A couple of times.
You had a nice crew too. You talked about the crew.
Yeah.
You had
I brought my daughter out there with her friend and my
awesome.
Two boys and
yeah.
Actually my son took the boat out himself with a couple of his friends and pulled the traps.
Oh, we didn't put the cost of a new prop on there either.
That wasn't from lobstering though, so I can't attribute that to lobstering.
Went up on the rocks with the boat.
My son took out the boat with his friends, and Joey goes, "Oh, new prop."
Yeah. Well, that's what happened.
That
my son took out the boat with a bunch of his buddies.
And 3 weeks later.
3 weeks later, I got a call. I knew the prop was damaged because I saw it firsthand. I'm like, how did that happen? My son calls me 3 weeks later. Oh, by the way, Dad, I think I ruined the prop. I forgot to tell you. I'm like, I know, Connor. I know you ruined it because I saw it firsthand. These kids these days. And the only reason why he made the call is because a friend of his who was on the boat reached out and said, did you talk to your dad about the prop? Do I owe you any money? Because they were going to pitch in and buy me a new prop.
Aww.
But I said, you know, these things happen. You didn't do it on purpose, so.
Is a new propeller
good.
Very expensive?
Probably $250.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's got to be
stainless steel ones are. And the black ones, I don't think.
Oh, really? They're not that much money?
They better not be.
Parenting tips.
So Chris went to see A Lifespan of a Fact. Have you seen it yet?
Yes.
Well, I'll give both of you guys a few seconds to say something.
It was outstanding. This is my second show, and I've really enjoyed it. My wife has joined me for both of them, and it's a great experience. The actors were great on both shows, but this one, it really got you thinking. I posted something, I wasn't kidding, when we left, my wife and I were looking at each other like, really, very thought-provoking, because I'm in sales, so, you know, you try to take something like this and spin it in many different ways, and, you know, that show got me thinking, you know, how far do you go without crossing the line or, you know, setting the wrong expectations, and it was neat.
Very thought provoking. Yeah. Every show Tom and I remark like you know, the show was fantastic in every way, but the acting at the Gloucester stage, it brings everything so fully to life. I mean, it's just Lindsay was amazing.
Yeah.
Speedy.
Yeah. Speedy, yeah.
And so was the guy.
And Mickey.
Mickey who played the
Mickey Solis,
They were just just off the charts, I thought, really.
Yeah.
It's just the way
it
is there. I mean, I don't know what you guys do or how you manage this every show, but it's just amazing.
Well, that's part of Bob Walsh's job.
Yeah.
Bob Walsh, and then he hires really good directors who people really want to work with.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we have the bonus of Lindsay Krause, who loves to act here. So who would not want to be in a play with Lindsay Krause?
So you have a youth acting workshop, the playwright
young
thing?
So the Next Generation, the Young Playwrights Festival, is Tuesday, 7:30. It's free. And we have 7 new plays written by 7 young playwrights. All on the North Shore. We have
their age ranges.
Age ranges from 9 to 16.
Okay.
And the theme this year, we always do a theme with the Young Playwrights Festival, was risking everything.
Hmm.
So that really gives the kids a lot to work with.
Who are some of the kids that I would know?
Ruby McElhaney.
I just saw Ruby yesterday. She was doing a little fundraiser thing with John at the I don't know if it was a football game or something. She had a very industrious. She was at Stop and Shop buying like cinnamon donuts or whatever and coffee, and then we're gonna resell it at the game.
Wonderful.
Good. Well, Ruby has a new play. Nate Oakes has a new play, which is really funny. He's really good at writing comedy. Shocker, right? Nate Oakes, Ruby McElhaney, Anya Lichtenwald, and Julia Drost, which Anya, her parents are teachers, both teachers at Gloucester High School. And Julia Drost, her grandparents live right up the hill up here. He worked at Stop and Shop forever. Miller, Harry Miller.
The meat cutter?
Yeah.
Right at the corner.
Yeah. So, they're both amazing actresses, and the kids also have the option to direct their own plays as well.
Wow.
So,
huge, great experience.
Most of them are directing, and then we have a couple of students whose summer in Rockport and live in Winchester. It's the Cameron Merry family. Their grandparents all live here, and the oldest daughter, she's 10. She wrote a new play.
There you go. So that's Tuesday at the Gloucester stage. You can get.
You can make a reservation just to make sure, but it's free.
Oh, cool!
So come. It's free.
I'd like
so
to go to that.
Everybody can come. 7:30. They're 10-minute plays, so they go really fast.
Awesome.
And there's kids in them. There's some adult actors, some kids in them, and it really is great to see all this talent. And it's the next. It's the next generation.
Creativity.
What time does it start?
7:30.
So get there at 7.
What
yep.
date?
Yep, bar will be open
this Tuesday.
For adults.
This
Tuesday. I have a question for you.
Okay.
So every week I put together the show notes, and then we do a little preview clip on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and then I post it to Instagram mm-hmm. and to Twitter. And I always try to find you to tag you, but I can never find you.
It's HJ. Are you doing?
Well, you have me on Instagram. Oh, are you looking for me on Twitter and Facebook?
Yeah. Are you not on there? Or are
no,
you just
not.
Super private?
No, I'm not on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, so I just
are
need
you gonna
to
force,
stop.
You're going to be like everyone else and tell me I have to be on.
Well,
all right.
So this is how people find it, is we tag people and they share it.
Yeah.
And so your whole, everybody that loves you, presumably the Gloucester Stage family, would see the stuff that you were talking about and share it with their friends.
That's why
and
she's
then
afraid.
That's how it goes viral.
All right. Okay.
I feel
Instagram's
like
not enough, right?
I feel like there's,
no.
I feel like there's
no.
demons.
Well,
are there demons?
No, I mean,
no.
For you.
I think there's demons.
I think he's
shaking his head. Yes. Definitely demons.
I don't realize that, how
they're out there.
How important Facebook is in Gloucester.
Yeah.
Not in every town like this, but in Gloucester,
yeah.
especially for you. It's important.
All right. Well, everyone who knows me now will be like, because a lot of people have told me I should include my Aunt Debbie, everybody, that I should be on Facebook.
I mean, it's just
so.
As far as marketing
and
goes,
also, a
it's
lot of
huge.
Times, a lot of things automatically go to Facebook. Like, whenever we post something on Good Morning Gloucester, Joy has it set up, so it automatically goes to the Facebook feed.
Yes.
So we don't have to do anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I take that extra step to try.
So, you know, the Youth Acting Workshop parents actually set up a Facebook page for Youth Acting Workshop parents.
She's
Katie Numerosi. Thank you, Katie.
She's starting to
I
sweat.
I know.
I got her on the hot seat.
You put
right
me
here.
On the spot, Joey.
Well, we can tag that Facebook page.
Because she's
Facebook
sitting next
page.
To me.
It could be.
Those 15 pounds. Woohoo!
You look skinny.
I know. Why did guys lose 15 pounds in 2 weeks?
It's not even. It's so unfair.
I know. It's very unfair.
It's so unfair. Like my
I don't
husband.
Think.
No, it's my husband.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, it's
no,
my husband.
Guys
he's
lose weight, so
we. See, they
yeah, exactly. Guys lose weight really easily.
Yeah.
You look fabulous.
That's
just
a podcast topic.
We went to so Chris and Ralph, Mickey and Steve Reed, a bunch of other people. Thursday nights they go to Cape Ann Bowling. There's like a. Kind
did
of a
you,
league.
Couples league.
Did you go? Did you go?
I didn't go to bowl, but I went there to support. But what I didn't realize is how much of a renovation they did at that place.
Oh, yeah.
It looks completely different. Like when Caitlin Pezzeni and I think Nick Pezzeni, I think her husband's name, I'm not
yeah.
sure. When they took it over, they had done some renovations. It's like every time I go in there, it's like a whole new makeover. And I got a little mini tour of the brew pub that's going in.
That's going to,
it's coming right along. No, no, because I told them
you're going to do a good one.
I'm going to do a good one when it's closer. It's not really ready to be filmed, but it's getting closer. And but like just in the regular part, they replaced the rug. It's just like it's not kitschy anymore, but it's cool and fun. It's great take, great take. And they're going to have food there. They're going to have a little kitchen.
Yeah, nice menu.
Very nice menu.
Do you know what kind of things?
But most important, Chris,
pub
alcohol.
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 Are you seeing a theme here?
9:30 in the morning.
So I've had this thing lately where I've had this cooler obsession lately.
Cool.
And I've bought a bunch of coolers.
Is it going to go into the grill? Is it going to develop?
The cooler's going to go into the grill?
Are
how
you going to
transition?
Is it going to
are you going to have all different coolers stacked up?
No, not like that.
Kate works.
But here's the, no. Well, I did get rid of a bunch of grills because I just keep accumulating them because I find good deals on grills and I gave Chris like a $100 cooler. It's a big marine cooler, big white one for his boat. So when we go out there, we can have the beer in it. But like this whole I did.
It cost me $100.
No, I got a good deal on it and I pass it on. But so the thing of it is this whole Yeti craze.
Yeah.
We talk about Yetis every week, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with these Yeti coolers.
You're obsessed
but the tumblers are worth the money because they are phenomenal. But the coolers, if you look at a Yeti cooler, right? A Yeti cooler that's okay. So I'm going to say 3 feet by a foot and a half or whatever. Yeah. The insulation on it is like 4 inches thick all the way around, so you can barely put a couple of six packs in it. Even though it keeps the stuff really cold, how long do you really need a cooler to keep the thing cold? More than over a day or two.
Right.
And I have found in a decent Igloo cooler that costs a third of the price, they'll adequately keep ice for a couple of days.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
But I still obsess and go and look for sales on Yetis knowing all of this.
Like
and I
weather.
Can't... because the Weber is still a value and it does produce as good as anything else.
I see what you're saying.
But it's actually the inverse. The Weber is a tremendous value compared to like some of these fancier grills.
You're right.
So I just can't figure out why I keep coming back and looking. I think the latest one is because I want a boat cooler that has a cushion on the top.
Oh, those
are nice. Are the Yeti ones sleek looking? What do they look like? Are they better looking than
the Yeti ones?
Yeah, are they better looking?
They're like a hard plastic molded. It's just, I don't know. I think it's just a totally, it's just a name brand thing that's freaking me out.
Maybe GMGI when they test your
blue lobster
DNA.
They'll know or can figure out why you have such an obsession with coolers.
I was predisposed.
Maybe.
I was predisposed to have a Yeti
cooler.
Before, when I was born, they didn't even invent Yeti coolers, but that could be a thing.
They sold them at First Stop.
Speaking of
sold them at First Stop. It's true.
Speaking of gadgets and things, I want
right
to
on the show.
A question to everybody. What I need to make brewed coffee, not drip coffee, not
brewed coffee.
Yeah, I need brewed coffee. I need a brewed coffee maker. What are people's recommendations for that? Because I looked online and there
Cuisinart.
Are so many to choose from. Cuisinart. You like that one?
Yeah.
I don't have a good.
Because you use the French press or you use.
I use the drip.
The drip.
The one that you got me broke, but I got one similar, and I swear.
GMGI can help you with that too.
Yeah.
Joey, Paula Ryan O'Brien wants you to know that first of all, she's been obsessed with coolers for years, but Yeti has a soft-sided cooler too.
Yes.
She has one.
I have one too.
I know they have it. Yeah, but I don't.
And what you'll notice with Yeti is they got like the Yeti 8, the Yeti 10, the Yeti 30, which equates to how many beverages.
Oh,
you can put.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yes.
Oh. I thought it was liters or quarts.
No.
No.
That's gives you an indication of how many
beers,
yeah.
like
beers
16 ounce beers you can put in there.
I don't know. They might base it on 12
wow.
ounce, not
yeah.
16.
Well, that's good. That's good information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Other coolers are, other cooler companies are doing it too.
Are doing that? Huh.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
The Patriots are playing the Dolphins today. I just quickly, we're gonna go around the room. The spread is 8. The Patriots are getting 18.5 points. Well, who do you got?
Dolphins.
Huh?
I'll take Dolphins and the points.
Dolphins and the points. Wait, I gotta write all this down.
Wow.
I'm gonna write
wow.
all this down.
Wow. Bold move.
Huh?
Bold move, Mr. Mantle.
Tom Mantle.
I
think this
is
one
to look at
Dolphins.
Weekends. I'm not impressed with the Patriots this year.
Dolphins plus 18.5. Okay, Chris.
I'm gonna say Dolphins win the entire game.
Outright.
Last minute with a.
So you're taking them straight.
The
you're taking the money line.
Yeah.
Chris McCarthy, Dolphins.
Right. My prediction is that Miami.
It's a lot of money. You could win a lot of money on that bet. You could. Chances are you're going to lose, but okay. money line. Okay.
Fran.
I know Fran.
Patriots.
Fran's taking Patriots minus the points.
Yeah. Patriots.
Okay, Heidi. Patriots.
Patriots by 6.
I'm gonna have to go with the Patriots. Okay.
Yeah.
Patriots.
By 6, I would say.
The
Patriots.
Patriots plus the points.
Minus the points.
Minus the points, sorry. Hope is on a strategy.
Jimmy?
Patriots.
Patriots.
Okay.
Oh, God. They always. We have lost. So the Patriots, just to give you a little background, the Patriots have lost 4 of 5 of the last 5. Down in Miami,
right.
And the game is in Miami.
They're due
today.
They are due, and they have the weapons. And Miami is an absolute disaster. I'm taking
that's
the Patriots.
Correct.
Yep. They have a new weapon.
I'm ready for this one. Now go around the room and find out how many Miami players are going to walk out at halftime and want a new job.
Oh,
well, walk out.
Who's Miami coach now?
That's what happened.
I don't know. Adam Gase is the former coach, last year's coach of Miami, is now the head coach of the Jets. Adam Gase. Adam Crazy Eyes Gase. In the press conference, his eyes were, it was just the most bizarre thing
bizarre.
You'd ever want to see.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so we got that out of the way. So, Jimmy, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
People want to know, why is Pat driving a rental car?
That's a nice thing. What's happening is the little blue car that we have, it's a Ford product, and they had a major recall on the transmission because the transmission slips, what have you.
Yeah.
So we're lucky enough up here for a lot of different things, but there's a Ford dealer over in Ipswich, and it's close enough. So we got the car. We kind of crawled it over there and got it there, and we had to get another car because Pat's got to get out there and do everything else. So we went to Enterprise. I'm sorry if we're dropping names, but it's right here in Gloucester, and they really do pick you up like the commercial
yep.
says.
Ah, that's a nice thing.
So
nice.
She's got the car, and she's riding around with that, and the car is, it's been about a week, but they got everything fixed. So that's why she's driving around with the car.
Right.
And she really likes it, and I know you do too, Joey, because it's not the little one, it's a little bit bigger size.
A little bit bigger, okay. I just want to make sure. Kim, kudos to you. For your full harvest moon pictures.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big hit on the blog.
Yes,
huge
yes.
hit.
Right.
But you said that it was kind of in your post you had written that it was almost like by accident.
Because I was down at the breakwater. Well, I was down at Eastern Point, and then I said, I'll just stay a little while longer because the moon's going to come up. And on your phone you have a compass. And it said it was coming up at 102 degrees. So if you stood right on the breakwater, that would be somewhere within the vicinity of the lighthouse. So it's just kind of keeping my fingers crossed that it would come up behind the lighthouse, but it didn't. It came up between the ugly tower and that rickety house.
So how did you get the schooner in the shot if you were over by the lighthouse?
Oh, so then I just jumped in my car. So then when it didn't, you know, when it didn't work out. So the, then I came back, you know, via Rocky Neck and stuff like that. So
she went down to the
yes.
railways?
Yeah. And so then, but anyways, I met the nicest people. They live on Rocky Neck. Jim and Kathleen, she exhibits at Gallery 53, and we were like reading our compasses together. But it was very, it was beautiful to see it coming up on the breakwater. It was spectacular, but it just wasn't in the right place.
The weather, the wet, the there's been with the full moons have been spectacular.
Spectacular. So I realized if that's if that was 102 degrees and it wasn't in the right place, like a couple days earlier, it had been coming up at 113 degrees. So that would be closer to behind the lighthouse, I think. So now I know to keep. Now I know
what to, the plus or minus variation is.
Yeah.
What you need to add.
Yeah. Now I need to know. Like now I can. Now I know when it will be closer to the lighthouse.
Ah,
so,
cool.
Yeah. So.
Ah, so you have it all dialed in.
Yeah.
Don't share those. Those are like secrets. You don't.
Well,
don't share those secrets.
Nobody's gonna remember that in 2 months from now.
I'm very interested. Did they have the thing? Was it this weekend that they had the show at the railways, the art show at the railways, or is that coming up?
I think that's coming up. I don't think it's this weekend. Is it this
21st?
It's the 21st. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's next weekend.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I wanted to do that. Chris went on a tour for Blackened Fish. This past week, he had blackened fish at a couple different places.
I did.
Oh, really?
I did. Yeah, not on purpose, but because of this diet I'm on, I'm limited in what I can eat.
Well,
so I've been eating steak and fish. And fish, you know, I like the flavor. And I haven't been a big blackened fish fan or blackened anything. And we went to Yella.
Yeah.
I had the blackened haddock because they have this dish. They don't, it's like a daily fish, depending on what's fresh and local. And when I went there, it happened to be haddock. And the spices they put on that were outrageous. My wife.
Everything they make at Yale.
Oh, it was a great dining, another
it's
great dining experience.
Yeah.
My wife had the sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
22 ounces or something?
It was 20 ounces. She didn't eat all of it.
Wow.
At the record show, she didn't eat all of it. But they put some outrageous spices on that too,
and
it
was
really
grilled
to perfection.
Wow.
Did you sit outside? It's
no,
so beautiful.
No,
because
we went Saturday, and it was a little chilly out, so we just opted to sit inside. And then we went to Lobster Land last night and got the blackened haddock.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I got the blackened swordfish. My wife got the blackened haddock.
Yeah.
And they were both
outstanding.
I mean, outrageous.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't think I've ever had blackened swordfish.
Swordfish.
Mm. And it was
really good.
It was outstanding. So highly recommended.
Hmm.
When you visit both of those establishments.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love the lobster Fra Diavolo that they have at Lobster Land.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's real good.
I'm a big Fra Diavolo guy.
Yeah, try it. It's good.
I'm gonna have to go there for that.
Yeah, it's good.
Ralph, thanks for the recommendation.
Ralph to cook us Fra Diavolo.
Ralph's been. He's been threatening to make it for a while.
Yeah, he hasn't cooked us anything in a while.
I'm looking. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to having the projector in the backyard and watch the Patriots game.
Yeah.
With the fire pit.
When's that?
Like we did for the Bruins, huh?
Nice.
That'd be nice.
I know. We gotta look at this, Jimmy. You gotta look at the schedule. Give me an update.
Playing at 1 o'clock for the next 3 weeks.
What's that?
The Patriots are playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the next 3 weeks.
For the next 3 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Dang.
That's not gonna work for the projector.
Chris Pat, my wife says, absolutely agree the blackened haddock at Lobster Land is very tasty.
Oh,
oh
nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for the input, Pat.
I have a blackened halibut at the Saltwater Grill. Over Parmesan risotto.
Oh, that sounds ridiculous.
Wow, that sounds
it was
really
great.
Good. What a good combination.
Really, really good.
That's
good.
Saltwater grill.
He just hooked me right there.
Yeah.
He just totally hooked me right there. Tom Mantle just totally hooked me on that one. Chris and I went like a week or two after it opened. We loved it, and I haven't been back.
I've been there a few times.
Well, you go out for you don't cook
the
house.
It's the closest bar to North Gloucester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there
yeah.
you go. No,
only
it's,
open,
that place
though,
is great.
Summer,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you got.
He's
going to
close in January, I think,
yeah.
or maybe February too. But he'll be open pretty much all through the fall.
All through the fall. Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah.
We're so filthy with great restaurants.
Yeah,
it's challenging.
I love it.
Restaurants and then the music too. I know you posted something.
We made a pact.
Joe.
We made a pact. Chris, our wives, we all made a pact that we're gonna seek out And now that our kids are getting a little older,
yeah,
and we're going to go and do live music.
Live music, yeah. Nice.
What a great segue.
Oh, live music.
Yeah, here we go, live music.
Wow, look at you. No wonder you run this. No wonder you run this. No wonder Chris runs everything.
Hey, can we, Jimmy, put this in front of the...
Jimmy's pissed. I thought Jimmy's like, no, I am. Look at him, he's running the camera.
So we have Fran and Tom here from Cape Ann Symphony. And we have classics and the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, E.T. I know right now.
E.T.
No E.T.
No E.T.
We're gonna broaden your horizons.
Wait, Fran, pull in here so we can hear you. So who do we got?
Fran, are you one of the opera singers?
Oh yeah, that's me. I sing all the time.
I brought the music sheet. So it's gonna start out with the Ride of the Valkyries. You know, from... Exactly.
Yes. I'm a music guy right here.
Let's see if Jim knows everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jim, he's going to say it. And you hum the bars.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
You can do it, Jim.
Jim, don't take the bet. You're going to lose.
No, he's a music teacher.
Yeah.
All right. So The Ride of the Valkyries, which was in Apocalypse Now, you know, Robert Duvall... I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It smells like victory. and then the Lieutenant Kiji Suite.
Hold on one second.
You can hum anything. I wouldn't know the difference.
No.
I think he knows it.
I played it. I'm sorry. Not getting it. Pass.
Pass.
Okay. Give him the composer.
So it's Prokofiev.
Yeah.
And it's from a Russian movie that was made in 1934 in the Soviet Union. Prokofiev was in Paris. He wanted to go back to his homeland. He was invited back. He did the score for this, and it's about a Russian folktale that has to do with the Tsar and an imposter. And Lieutenant Kiji is the imposter. But so it's from a 1934 movie.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Then there is 6 selections from the Ben-Hur Suite by a Czech composer named Miloš Rocha. And it's the prelude, the love theme, the burning desert, mother's love, the rowing of the galley slaves, and the parade of the charioteers.
Any of those?
Parade.
I love that we got him. I love him.
Yeah, come on. No.
Right now his nutsack is tightening up as we speak. As we speak.
It's not the nutsack. The
sphincter?
Yeah. Because I know
the sphincter.
The balloon knot.
Go ahead. Give it to us, Jimmy. Give it to us.
It's also... And then there's a suite from a movie that's made in 1938 with Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland, Robin Hood. It's Eric Korngold's Robin Hood suite. And it was the score from the movie. So...
He told you not to take the bet, Jim, and you still took it anyway. That means you have to replicate all this food next week for the podcast.
The last two are easy.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
The last two are easy.
Okay.
No pressure.
Two John Williams, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I can.
I bet McCarthy could do that one.
Yeah.
That's the I know that one. That's Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And then it's Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Ah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Three.
Hey, you, I think you went 50%.
No, 50. That was
I wanted
10.
No.
My favorite movie of all time is Lawrence of Arabia, and I wanted to get that music, but we just couldn't get it. We either couldn't get it or it was too expensive, one of the two.
Ah.
But that's if you ever watch a movie.
You're going to pay.
Huh?
We have to pay for the
movie. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this set of music here costs about $6,200.
Jesus.
Yeah, you don't just get
that's
it.
That's incredible.
What happens
if you all have to come to the concert.
A lot of it, too, is probably at the retail.
We have to rent it, and then there's performance fees. We own a lot of music, and the music we own, we obviously don't pay for. But when you have to get stuff like this, you have to rent it from the folks who have the rights for it, either BMI or ASCAP, and then sometimes there are performance fees associated with West Side Story, all the Leonard Bernstein stuff is like that. You not only have to pay to get the music, then you have to pay for every time you play it.
Disney. So when the kids do the plays at O'Malley,
they have to pay.
So when I go in, they invite me.
Absolutely.
they invite me to the pre, you know, when they're doing the previews to pimp it for them, and they, no, and then they say, do not.
Take pictures.
Don't take, no, you can take pictures. You can't have any video of the performance because they can get totally it yanked out from underneath them.
Yeah, there's actually, but people's job is to go out there, and if they read or hear that this is being performed somewhere, they actually like
make sure
spy on it. So then they go and say, they owe you this. And they send in, it's like a bounty thing.
Yeah. I mean, and the same,
music is not free.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with theater. We can't, the lifespan of a fact, all the 39 steps, we pay for the rights, and then a percentage of each time we perform it goes back. And, you know, and it's professional actors, like professional musicians, and all
so
of that.
Sometimes I take a bit, so we're at events, and I take videos of these events. For example, barbecue competition with Craig that we went to. I took this video, taking the whole thing. I uploaded it to YouTube. Now, there's a DJ in the background. And literally, any of the clips that I did, there's probably 30 clips put together to make this one video. It might have been like a 5-second sample. But they have an algorithm. Like they scan your videos when they go up there. And they send you a cease and desist into your, to your, and they'll pull or shut down your YouTube account. And on my YouTube account, I have probably 2,000 videos on there, and I could lose all my rights to share any of the stuff that I have, my content that's up there.
Did that happen with the barbecue one?
It did. I had to take it off. So I had to take it off, and luckily we pay for unlimited hosting on Good Morning Gloucester, which costs a lot of money, but we can post unlimited amount of content, and we can upload videos to WordPress to share. The WordPress player is not as smooth and it's as YouTube's player is.
Right.
So that's why I like to use YouTube.
Right.
And also we invite you to attend the concert.
It's also more searchable. But so did you get a black mark against you? Did they give you a black mark?
I did, because immediately when I saw the email come in, it says, you know, it gives you an opportunity to correct it.
Yeah.
I delete the video.
Right.
I don't even want it out there.
Right.
I don't even.
Right.
The chance of my YouTube account going down.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's probably a year of my life.
So do you want to come
symphony
to a concert?
Symphony folks want to talk symphony.
Yeah
you can post a video
sometime?
Online.
I want to see. This might be the one that gets me.
Saturday night, because the Patriots play on 1 o'clock
on
Sunday.
Smart.
So we'll
Sunday.
Comp you a
Saturday
ticket.
Night,
let us
Manchester.
Know.
These guys are fantastic.
Let us know, and we'll have
and
a ticket waiting for
you. Video. It's like
you can take video.
And
yeah.
With the theater and everything, the Actors Union has a thing. You know, you can have you can take video, but it can't be for more than a certain amount of time and things like that. Not
as long
a whole
as you're
scene.
Not selling it,
right?
Or anything like
and
that.
As long as you're not selling it,
so you could post it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So how much? How much does it cost to go to this thing?
For you, $43.
Adults are 43?
43. Yeah. 43 for adults, 38 for seniors.
38 for seniors.
What's the cutoff for seniors?
Kids are
15.
Students are 15. Kids are 5, I think.
Kids are 5 and students are
15.
I gotcha. Very good.
Okay.
It's nice. It's very good price. And it's nice that you can get young people interested in this.
Well, this year is the first year we're ever going to have, and we're sponsoring, a youth concert.
Oh.
I mean,
competition.
We've always had a youth concert. We're having a youth competition throughout the North Shore, and we're asking talented kids to come in and audition. They'll get a chance to play and work with Eruthi Weechi, and they will play at the Christmas concert, the Holiday Pops. So we're looking for kids to audition and
violins.
Send us a tape, violin, any instrument other than piano.
So you can see this. It's going to be in two different locations, Manchester
and
Ipswich. Manchester, September 28th at 7. Oh, Saturday, September 28th at 7:30. Ipswich, Sunday, September 29th at 2 p.m. So two different places.
Performances. Yeah. We made performances this year.
So I'm not
the rest of the season is on this
on the back.
On this flyer.
So I'm not familiar with the symphony. Is it? So just quickly explain the group.
The symphony is a full-size professional symphony our maestro, Yuichi Yudagawa, has been with us for 20 years this year.
It's our 20th.
This is his 20th season with the K-Band. He's a brilliant musician. We hire the top musicians. We just got a new concertmaster, David Rubin, a young concertmaster who is bringing to the orchestra new talents and enthusiasm, and we're really excited about his joining the orchestra.
And the concertmaster is always the first violin.
Right.
So he's the first violinist.
And he is joining us this year. We had auditions for that, and we auditioned something like 5 to 7 people, and David Rubin was chosen. He's relatively young. He's got to be in his 30s. Very well accomplished.
Brilliant.
So
brilliant move getting the young guy in there. New blood.
Good, exciting. That's true. Our concert master previously retired after...
Alan Hollerick? Must have been 40
30,
years.
40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so
did you give him a gold watch on his way out?
actually, we gave him a monetary award. We also named the second violin, the principal second violin chair, after him.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So he sits in the first violin is the Sam Gordon chair. The Helen Gordon chair is, I think, the principal horn. And now the second violin is the Alan Hollier chair. So that's a way of honoring folks.
And the Gordons founded the symphony, so that was...
KBandSymphony.org. That's
yep.
where you can find more information.
Yeah, yep.
Kids, send in auditions for the youth contest.
Okay. Yeah, because you can work with a fully professional orchestra. How many kids get an opportunity to do
right.
that?
I was reading about it. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
It's
just
I
have a question
to
about the student
contest.
The contest. There's obviously you have audition requirements.
We do.
And where
and you can
find
those on our website, KBandSymphony.org.
Right about
that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They need to do a tape. They need to
send us a tape.
Oh, send a tape.
Yeah,
yeah
and then a video.
The tape
yeah.
will be reviewed.
And then we'll have an audition.
Then the panel, which includes Yoichi and several of the musicians, and a board member is a professional pianist. They will review those and do a down select, and then they will have in place, I think, blind auditions, so that they can.
So we'll and how long, what's the time period for that?
They have to send the audition in by September 30th.
Ooh, that's coming up, folks.
It's coming in close because we have to be prepared for the Holiday Pops concert, and that's November 30th.
That's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So we need the tapes now. We're really anxious to get a lot of kids from Cape Ann and around the North Shore to take advantage of this. It's really exciting.
It's a great opportunity.
Sure.
And I have to say, it was also sponsored by Dr. Ed Marsh and his wife, and we are very thankful for him. He's donated $10,000 to support this new program.
Oh, that's tremendous.
So we're really excited about it. So we hope it's something we can do every year.
Sure.
And this will be our first year, and we'll see how we do.
Where's the holiday?
Both in Ipswich and in Manchester.
We've got two in Manchester
on
because they use the theater at the Manchester High School
and
the theater at the Ipswich High School.
Have you been to either one, Chris?
They're beautiful.
They're gorgeous. You should come. Yeah.
We are somewhat limited. People say, why didn't we play? We are going to do a concert this year. We have Music Unleashed, and we will in February have a concert at Shaolin Lu. But
we
can't do a full symphony there because that stage will not hold a full symphony.
Yeah, they will.
It's
okay.
much too small a stage to hold a full symphony.
But the Holiday Pops is fun, Chris. The Cape Ann Symphony Chorus is there.
Oh, that's
cool.
And they're all local. Do you sing? You know, they're having auditions now.
I do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Consider it.
Chris,
you have to
have a black tie. Oh,
you can
sing. Yeah.
Chris, why don't you do your rendition of... I want you to reenact the scene with Chevy Chase at the examination table when the doctor comes up behind him. Blue River? Go ahead, give it to me.
Oh boy.
Let's hear it.
He's so talented. You can't.
I'm shy. I'm much better in front of 10,000 people.
You know
I can't.
Well, good.
They can't
Chris,
do these small
good.
Shows.
Well, definitely
good.
You can film that.
I need to wear my glasses, then I can sing. like every
other.
So
Wendy Betts is the choral director, and the
audition,
you know,
right now.
Oh, that's Mookie's long lost sister.
No, I think that's Hank's brother.
Yeah, that's Hank's brother. Yeah, Hank Betts is on our board. So,
the different Betts.
Yeah,
different clan.
But no, they are putting together the chorus now. So,
Chris, we have a spot for you.
Yeah, we do have a spot for you.
Come on,
it's a lot of fun.
Figaro.
No, I'm off today. That's been a diet. I think I lost some weight in my larynx.
There you go.
Well,
but that's a great family thing with you and the kids, and
they get up there and
you know,
sing.
Yeah. And there's or just going to the concert. There's a sing along at the end.
Do I get paid?
To sing?
No. Oh, then I'm out.
The concert.
The
musicians.
I mean, here's
your lobster money will support you. You don't need to get paid.
The chorus section doesn't get paid.
No,
they're volunteers.
Inequality.
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
I think that we should organize a protest with the chorus people.
It's Thanksgiving weekend. So when it's a performance, one performance on Saturday, and then one Sunday afternoon and one Sunday. Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And when you are sick of your family, it's a great way to get out of the house. Send all the people who came for dinner home, and then you take you and the kids.
Nice.
Is there booze there?
Huh?
They sell booze?
It's not a school.
No booze?
No, but generally after the Sunday afternoon performance, we all go to a bar.
We have a reception.
I'm going to sneak my own
If you want to come Sunday instead of Saturday evening, Sunday the Patriots are playing, though. But
yeah.
But it's a Patriots game.
Yeah, but we will have a reception after that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe I'll come by for that.
I don't think we'll have a...
So what makes the band people worth more than the chorus
people?
They're professionals.
They're professional musicians.
The chorus people are just a bunch of hacks?
Well, chorus people are volunteers.
Not when they get dressed up. When they get dressed up, they look really good.
Really good. And they're all... Most of them are from K-Band. Not all, but a lot of them.
We're forming a chorus union.
It's a very different... group, and they only play at our Christmas concert usually.
We could collect the dues.
Yeah.
For the chorus union.
Yeah.
So what happens with the chorus is it gives a lot of people. There's so many talented people on Cape Ann who are Chris, who's a lobsterman during the day, and likes
singer
to sing and dance at night. Amen. Yeah. There's so many talented people. And it gives them an opportunity to perform with the symphony. There's a lot of camaraderie among the chorus.
I love it.
And the musicians.
And you get to perform with a professional symphony. And so it's a great outlet for local people on Cape Ann.
I think this is a perfect one to introduce people that haven't been to Cape Ann Symphony because it's music that they can identify with. You know what I mean?
We're
right
really
off the bat, you're going to
recognize
these
the music
things.
From the movies.
Amazing.
And it's a great experience. Yuichi's great at explaining the music and making sure people understand it. He is an amazing talent.
Joey, you have not met Yuichi. With love.
Well, you don't
Yuichi.
Have him come in here. For some reason, you're keeping him. I think it's the same reason that you don't have a Facebook account. Is the reason you're keeping Yuichi out of here.
Yes,
we'll try
right.
to get Yuichi.
My friend.
We'll get him here.
All right, done.
There's some reason.
Well,
all right, when do you want to do it? We'll
listen,
get him here.
Joey. You come to a concert.
He's got
to
bring his flugelhorn so Jim and him can play the flugelhorn together.
He plays a viola.
He's
got to
bring the viola.
Viola, flugelhorn, let's make this happen.
You tell us
about
it, we'll try to get him.
Battle of the bands.
See, who can play the Good Morning Gloucester theme song better?
We're challenging you to come on Saturday night.
Yeah, and you can meet
you.
You can go backstage.
We'll introduce you to
backstage pass, Joey Shimitaro.
Yep.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah.
No, it's
the 28th.
Joey, I've got two messages here. One's from Steve Reed and one's from Caitlin.
Okay, let's
hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Sure. It says, please stop picking your teeth, Joseph.
Is that from the guy or?
The other one says,
I haven't picked my teeth once.
I agree. It's very distracting.
I think this is a behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So they're teaming up on me right now.
Well, you called for it. And also it says 15% tower, and Caitlin just says, McCarthy, why are you wearing bright red boxer shorts?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So I went to Nordstrom Rack yesterday, and I bought Tommy John. These are Tommy John underwear. Very good.
Yeah, it's supposed
underwear.
To be. I haven't tried them.
Now
but
I know
they,
why they were
says,
at Nordstrom Rack. Because they go down to your freaking knee. So my these underwear are either long or these shorts are short.
One or the other.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward. Look at that. It's a little it's distracting.
It is. I didn't realize it until I got out of the car today.
And the other message
that
just popped up says we have 15% of power left.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We wrap
so, I'm doing my job here.
I
want to
talk more about
students.
My underwear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I sing in these. This is why I get up there.
That's how he gets the high octaves.
There it
is. All right. Let me shut this thing down. All right, for Gloss and Cats, what number are we at, Jimmy? 357. Thank you guys for coming.
400's coming up.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Let's eat.